Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
Perhaps more worrying than that is Mohamed Salah. I think he's been really, really poor.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Imro award-winning sports program.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
41 minutes on the clock in Germany. It's Eintracht Frankfurt 1, Liverpool 3. We'll bring you the story of that closer to 9 o'clock. But we want to go to the boxing now because Joseph Parker is in action at the O2 Arena in London this weekend. He's up against Britain's WBA interim champion Fabio Wardley on Saturday night. So Parker is the WBO interim heavyweight champion and Wardley, as I say, is the WBA interim champion. So this is an eliminator fight for a world title shot. The fight is on DAZN. It's going to be fantastic and I'm delighted to say that Joseph Parker is with us on the line. Joseph, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you. Very good.
How is life in Dublin treating you, Joseph? I know you're in London right now, but you've been living here for the last few years.
I have been living there for the last few years, right? And I enjoyed myself there every time I come back for camp. And the people, they're very welcoming, got great support. And also, I feel like we have the best setup where we are there in Dunleary and Dorkey and got the gyms up the road, Ballybrack. Sally Noggin. So the setup is great. The family was there, the team was there, and I couldn't have asked for a better place to be training.
It's amazing because we've got a story of so many different Irish fighters who've had to leave Ireland to go and achieve the best things possible. Andy is one of those people. He had to go to the States to learn from the best. So he is now creating an indigenous setup here where some of the greatest boxers around the world, yourself included, are coming here.
I feel that Andy has got a great setup there. And you got myself, you got Paddy Donovan, Ben Whitaker, Hamza Shiraz, and there's other fighters in the gym that we're working with. And it's just, I feel like Andy is a great teacher in boxing, great teacher, a great coach, a great person. And we gel well together, myself and Andy. Andy gels well with all the fighters he's working with, and I think that's very important. But the setup there is amazing, and we love it.
Am I right in saying this is the first time you've had your family in Ireland before a big fight?
It's probably the fifth or sixth time. The family love Ireland too. Like, I have a family, I have a training house where I stay with the team.
Okay.
5 or 6 minutes up the road, I have the family staying at a hotel or Airbnb, and it's nice just to have them close by.
Okay, so they've always been coming up in the build-up to your fights, basically, since you've been training with Andy.
They've been there a couple of more times, not as many times as when I've had the fights with Andy, but they've been there a few times, and I think it's great to be in Ireland as a family, but also we get to explore Ireland, we get to go, and they've seen me jump off the 40-foot, and so we have a great time.
Amazing. Like, it's really, really important, I'd imagine, to have that sense of grounding, but also that real sense of motivation before you're about to step into the ring for a massive fight.
You know what's nice? It's nice that I have this. I have the best of both worlds. I got the training house. I got my family up the road. And it's nice just to unwind and spend time with the kids. At the end of the day, or at the end of a hard, we're putting in 2 sessions a day. You know, so it's nice just to unwind, and not think boxing all the time. Boxing is very important, but it's nice to find balance in life.
Talk to us about this fight and actually taking this fight. So as I say, you're the WBO's number one challenger. Taking on Wardley, like every fight, comes with its risks, but also you lose your place as number one challenger if you were to lose at the weekend, I'd presume. So is there any bit of risk that you have to weigh up before saying yes to this fight?
You know what, when I speak to Andy and I speak to George, who I would train with back in New Zealand since March, from March to August, and now we're linked up with Andy. For us as a team, we just want to fight everyone and anyone. All the fighters out there, the best fighters who are available, want to fight. I know we were next in line to fight Usyk, and we're waiting for an answer. But we don't want to wait around too long. We want to keep busy, we want to keep active, and that brings good momentum.
Yeah, and I guess this is exactly what you need to do to create and continue that momentum going into what will hopefully be a showdown with Usyk. I definitely get the sense, Joseph, that we still don't know what your peak is, that you're probably at or close to your peak right now, but I suspect you reckon that could still be in front of you. You haven't yet hit that moment.
I feel like I'm going into my peak now.
Okay.
You know, in terms of my boxing career, I've done well in the beginning of my career and became a champion of the world when I was 24. But now, I appreciate the position I'm in. I enjoy it. I got the passion, the love for it, and I enjoy waking up every day and training hard. And I got a great team. Got a great team behind me, helping me along the way.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Are you much of a different person compared to the 24-year-old who reached that peak?
If I look back now, listen, that guy, I didn't even know that guy. Like, it's crazy when I look back, yes. The dedication that I have now compared to the passion that I have and the love that I have now. When I look back, it was someone that was just, you know, who loved the sport, but then was just really going through the motions. Whereas now, I give it everything I have.
That's mad, because to be so successful and still merely just be going through the motions definitely is quite a jarring thing to hear. When did you realize that was the case?
You know, I loved the sport in the beginning. Then it came a time where I was just doing it just to do it, really. And I wasn't taking it as seriously as I am now. And I needed change, and I needed to find purpose, but also why I was doing it. I was fighting more so for other people. But I feel like with now, I'm fighting for myself. I'm fighting for my family, wife and kids, but I'm fighting for the team that I have now.
Do you love boxing now more than you did as a 24-year-old?
I love boxing. I love the training. I love the eating. I love the fasting. I love sacrificing all the beautiful, delicious pizza and burgers and chips and desserts. And I know that after this fight, and you know, God willing, everything goes well, I'm gonna treat myself and you know, just go out there and enjoy time off. But I do love it. I love it with all my heart.
What does treating yourself after a big win look like?
Listen. Chicken wings, burgers, fries, desserts, milkshakes, you name it, everything there is.
I mean, I would ask you the question as well. I'm sure you haven't thought too much about next week, but surely you're going to hop on a plane to watch Ireland versus the All Blacks in Chicago next week.
I was tempted to go and watch the All Blacks versus Ireland in Chicago, but I do have my family with me, my wife, yes, and my kids, and we're all traveling home together. But if I didn't have them, there would be a chance I'd be there supporting the rugby.
Yes.
And all the teams that are playing.
I'm sure you'll be keeping a close eye on it from afar anyway. Can I ask you, how much has Andy Lee helped you rediscover your love for boxing? Has he been central to that?
Yeah, very, very much so. I think with Andy, he's always been a great, for someone who's been in the ring and been champion of the world, and now he's a great teacher and a great trainer. He understands what us fighters go through because he's been through it himself. And the way that he's able to teach and break things down, I didn't learn straight away. It took me a while to understand what he was trying to teach, try to implement the same things that he's been trying to teach me and also get me to do. But he's a very, very, gentle. He's very gentle, and he's very, the way that he speaks to you, you feel it. There's a great feeling and a bond between us fighters and Andy.
Can I ask you a question that I've often wondered about Andy Lee? He is such a gentle man, literally a gentle man. How does that manage to tally with the fact that he was an absolute killer in the ring, one of the finest knockout artists we've ever seen in this country?
He's a gentleman, but there's another side to Andy that I have not seen yet. Maybe there's another side that we all haven't seen. But he's, when you work with great people, Andy's a great person. When you work with great people, everything flows nicely. And if you ask all the other fighters that he's trained, they'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah. He's a really gifted coach, from what we understand.
Gifted as a fighter, gifted as a coach, and I think he's going to do tremendous things in boxing, training other fighters.
Talk to me before I let you go about Fabio Wardley, unbeaten. You're going to change that this weekend?
Listen, he's unbeaten. He's got that confidence that nothing's going to get in the way of what he's trying to achieve and what he's trying to do. But I feel like I'm levels above him. And, you know, I'm not saying that with any cockiness. I'm saying it with confidence. And I know what I can do in the ring. So when I go out there on the weekend, when I perform to the best of my ability, it's going to be a great night for us.
Are we going to see another call-out music video towards Usyk after the weekend?
You're going to see many more call-out videos. See all the fighters there are.
Listen, Joseph, always great to chat to you. Let's have a longer chat when you're back in Dublin after hopefully the win this weekend. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you. Joseph Parker there, live from London. We're going to take a quick break and fill you in on the halftime scores in the Champions League after these. But remember, that fight is available on DAZN this Saturday night.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.